Yes, I hope everyone had a beautiful Yontif. I'd like to wish everyone a good Shabbos. Hope everything's going well. The final divrei Torah should be Zchus Neshama Hava Moshe Tenla Zatzal. Unfortunately, we lost a great one. Hava Moshe Tenla. Zchus Neshama. Zchus Hava Moshe Berg. I might say about Hava Moshe Berg. Hava Melvin Berg. He was Nifty. He was the wife of Shulman Flatbush. And Hava Moshe Bina. Hava Moshe Bina. Hava Moshe Bina. Unfortunately, he was nipped over Yontif. The divrei Torah should be Zchus all the Neshamas. So it says, "Breishit Balkim Hashemay Varetz." So when Moshe finds his Zatzal, said, this is the first thing a Jew has to know, that Hashem created heaven and earth. A Jew has to know the first thing is that Hashem created heaven and earth. And the Hava Gamliel Rabinovich from Yerushalayim said, if you don't believe that, what's the next person? Oh, it's Tov Avo. Then your world is upside down. Your world is upside down if you don't believe Hashem created heaven and earth. Then it says, Nasu Adam, let us make man. So Yismach Moshe and what Moshe Feinstein, that's how they both said the same thing. They said, why is Nasu Adam plural? And what Moshe Feinstein, that's how even went a little step further, he said, you realize Hashem is might open a Pandora box for an atheist. When an atheist might say, look, there's other almighties. But Hashem was willing to do that, Yismach Moshe and what Moshe Feinstein, that's how to teach us an important concept. Hashem is telling man and a woman, of course, male or female, even to this day, that I'm going to create you, but you have to create yourself also. That's why it says not to Adam plural. Well, Hashem's telling to Adam and obviously to Chava to this day that man and woman, I'll create part of you, and you'll have to do the completion of your creation. You have to work on yourself also. Then when Moshe Feinstein, that's how I said another. He said, but if you look by Adam, it says the word neshama, and after it says nefesh chaya. So Moshe Feinstein, that's how I said, by the other animals, I think fish is a nefesh chaya. It does say the word neshama. Because Hashem is telling Adam, Rishon, as he applies to Chav, applies to all of us today, that we have something animals don't have. We have a neshama. Then it says, Hashem tells Adam, Rishon, don't eat from Eitz Hadas. And then Hashem said afterwards, it's not good for man to be left alone. So Harav Yirmiyah Newman from Chicago, I forgot how you quoted, but why does it say that right after Hashem tells Adam Rishon don't eat from Eitz Hadas? Because Hashem realized that you need someone to watch over you. But Yirmiyah Newman told me that you're not allowed to learn Torah by a candlelight on Shabbos because we're scared you're going to move the candle and therefore cause the fire to burn the wax even faster because you move the candle close to you. But however, Yirmiyah Newman said, but if you have like a shomer, you have someone watching you to do this, then you can do it. If you have someone watching in order to prevent you, to remind you, don't move the candle, don't move it, it's Shabbos. If you have someone there to watch you, then you can learn Torah by the candlelight. So that's what Hashem's saying. Hashem's telling Adam Rishon, I gave you a mitzvah, don't eat from Eitz Hadas. And it's not good for man to live alone, meaning Hashem's telling, I need someone to watch over, to make sure to they don't do that, he doesn't do that aveva. Then it says, Hashem put the mayim into makom echad. So Harav Gluck, who lives in Ballpark, in the Rebbe, in Yeshiva, he studied Yeshua in Queens, said, what does that mean? So I think it quoted B'nai Yisachar, but I don't want to quote. But mayim is like water. That's desires, water, desire. You know, water means drink, eat, into your mouth, drink in, eating. So he said, so if you think you have too many desires, then put in makom echad. What's makom echad? Hashem. Hashem is makom echad. There's only one Hashem. Take your desires and move it to Hashem. Do your desires just to serve Hashem. The Walag just said a different shot. Mayim is also Torah. When you're learning Torah, do it in one place. Meaning, don't put a Gemara down or a Chumash in one place and put a Messiah Sham in a different place, a Mishnah Berurah in a different place. You learn in one place. Don't dance around the room when you're learning. Just put down and sit down in one place. It's not good when you're walking all over the place while learning, you're not going to end up learning that much. We're talking about someone who can do it, obviously. We're not talking about a Rebbe who's asking questions all the time. But, when you're learning Torah, or a teacher, of course, but when you learn Torah, we do it in one place. Then the Balak said, Adam, if you look at the numerical value, Adam is 45. 4 and 5 is 9. Chava, the numerical value is 19. Again, each of them are one away from Hashem. If you add 9 plus 1, that's you, that's Hashem. If you add 1 to 19, that's also 1, that's 19. 19 and 1 is 20. And Aleph from Adam and Chaf from Chava equals 9 again. Aleph and Chaf, Aleph and Ches, sorry, is 9. Again, what Hashem is telling Adam and Chava and telling us to this day, the Walak said this, that we have to bring Hashem into our lives. Hashem will put part of him in our life, but we have to do the rest. We have to like step forward. We have to get to the batting place. We have to go to the home plate. We have to put Hashem into our lives. Hashem's not going to, you know, do that. A sefer called Drash V'Iyun said this. You know, there's a whole Torah from Bereishis. The beginning of Bereishis starts with the base, and the last word of the Torah ends with a lamed, so lev. So Drash V'Iyun said, why do we do that? Because we're trying to teach people, teach every yid, every Jew, every member of Klal Yisrael, the Torah is never ending. The Torah never ends. It goes from the end to the beginning, beginning to the end. That's why you take the last word of the Torah, end with the lamed, and the first word begins with the bay, bracious. It's for lay. When you teach us the Torah, it never ends. Then a sefer called Shah Bas Rabim said this. I thought it was a beautiful word. He said that at the end, Hashem saw everything created was good. So Shah Bas Rabim said, well, Hashem, you know, sometimes when you make different items, they don't click together. They don't work together. What Hashem is saying is, Hashem said, I see everything I created works together. The sun, the moon, the rain, the earth, the animals, the humans, everything works well. Everything. That's why he says, all that Hashem created, he saw was good. Meaning Hashem saw that everything he created works together fine. Well, but Victor Miller's Zatzal said a little different shot. He said, everything, you have to look at everything Hashem created was good. Like, if it rains, that's good. You don't want a drought. Look at the fruits. Look at the trees. Look at the grass. Look at the sun, the moon. I mean, everything you look at the world Hashem created, you realize it's all for good. And one last word, the Chas himself has said, by Chanoch, it said Chanoch died in Einenu. So Chas himself said, why by Chanoch it says Einenu? Why it says Einenu? So the pshat is, because Chanoch did not do Kiyuv. You know, Avram Avinu tried to do Kiyuv. He did Kiyuv. So when Avram Avinu passed away, there were people crying over his petiwa. Chanoch just kept it himself. Yes, Chanoch was a tzaddik, but he didn't spread it to the world. That's what the Einenu, Chas himself said. There was nothing left to Chanoch after he passed away, because no one knew of him, and except of course Hashem, and that's why Einenu. There's no one knew anything of Chanoch. Once he passed away, he was gone. He was forgotten. If you can please down for Yehuda ben Shifra, Harachayim Kanievsky Shlita, Binyamin Ovadia ben Esther, Rachel Bas Ilana, Michael Bas Chana Rivka, Yehudit Bat Wina, I still have one more vote after this beautiful one, Leia Pesha Bas Dina, Miriam Batzal Rezel, Avraham Yishiyahu ben Aviva, Chaya Malka Bat Batsheva, Miriam Batzal Rezel, Leia Pesha Bas Dina, Brina Bracha Bas Wina, Daniela Bracha Zahava Basfega Leia, Daniela Bracha Zahava Basfega Leia, Daniela Bracha Zahava, Basfega Leia, Nitanel Ilan Ben Shena Tzipoa, Nitanel Ilan Ben Shena Tzipoa, Yakuti Elzamin Ben Sawa, Leia Bas Rachel, Shio Bas Devoa Leia, Boch Tzvi Ben Esther, Sprintzer Ben Esther, Pinchas Eliezer Ben Esther. Ava Meir Ben Bela Feger, Avraham Meir Ben Bela Feger. Hashem Shesenemor Fu Shleiman. And I tell you off the beautiful Bavel Yubandi, I was listening to Shirim. We say Vahaftuich Kamocha, Ze Klar Gadol B'Toyra. And what Bundy said, just says, you know, where's the Bein Adam L'Makom? Yes, you have to love every Jew, love every Yid. But what about loving Hashem? Keeping Shabbos, not eating kosher, you know. What about that? That's also, you know. So what Bundy quoted from Mishlei, that Ve'echa means Hashem. We have to view Hashem as our best friend. And what would our best friend want us to do? He wants us to keep Shabbos, keep kosher, not speak Lashon Hara about other people. Don't take revenge. That's what we should take from the message, that Hashem is our best friend and he loves us dearly, and therefore we have to try to keep everything Hashem wants. I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful, beautiful Shabbos, and I hope everything's going well. Next week, hopefully, there'll be halachas again.